After
May 31st, part 2.
Krishna was now about 2 and 6 months about. Upanand and all have a meeting. Now, so many problems coming here, so many demons coming here. Then, what to do? We should go to Brihadvan. There is Jamuna River nearby, plenty of grasses, trees, so many things that boys can play. We should go with all our cows. Then it was declared that tomorrow we should go for Vrindavan. So all they took their cows, all family, Mother Yashoda and others went on bullock carts with Krishna and Baldev, and all other old persons are leading them also on bullock cart, and all the Brajavasi, they went to Chattikara Gram. There was no village there, but they crossed the river Jamuna and they reached Vrindavan. And in Vrindavan, Chattikara, they kept their bullock carts in a way, in a circle, half circle. And so it is Shakatikara. Shakti means bullock cart. A village like that. And Krishna with Nanda Baba and all others, Upanand and all associates of and brother of Nanda Baba, they were there. And from there, now Krishna became at the age of 3-4. And then on Gopashtami, Krishna was telling to his mother and father, I must go to cowherd. Then Nanda Baba, they could not check him. So in a good day, Gopashtami, Krishna with their cow cubs, he went to graze cows. In the meantime, at that time, Vatsasur, a demon in the form of a cow calf, he came when Krishna was going to grazing with Baldev Prabhu and all friends. Then he became an in form of that, and he was in a way, he was thinking that how should I kill Krishna? But the cops were smelling his bad smell, so they were running here and there. Then Krishna told to Baldev by his eyes, see this. This is any demon. And then Baldev Prabhu, and they should decide something, and Krishna, Baldev, Krishna took his hind legs and did so, and thus. And then Bakasur, and after that Aghasur. Krishna sent Aghasur. Aghasur, I am sending to kill that boy, but none is coming to give me message that what became. All are killed there. So go. And he was very mystic, jadugar, mystic power. He became like a very big ajagar, python. His one jaw was in the ground and other was in his sky. And his tongue, of very reddish, like Kaleen Gila. Carpet. And he became very weak. So boys were coming and saw, what is this? This is a mountain? Like, this must be a mountain, but like python. Oh, we should go and see. Oh, what is inside? So they entered inside with all cows. Krishna, oh, don't go, but if he is python, any demon, then no fear, Krishna will come and. So they entered. Krishna saw that I warned them, but even they went. So he also went. When Krishna went, he closed his mouth. Then Krishna became very round, hot, round of iron ray, and thus he came here in the throat, and his pranavayu was stopped, and it was burning so much. Then what to do? His life, his soul, came from here end. He was moving in the sky. And then when Krishna saw all the boys, the, all their they became incense, and he took all and came out of mouth, and the light which was moving, it entered in the lotus feet of Krishna. Brahma Sai seen this. Oh, what? This is demon? He wanted to kill Krishna, but he has received Swarup Mukti. And then he thought that I should see another pastor. Now you. One thing, a question has come. If Nalkubara and Manigriv were liberated, then were the son of Kubera or not? No. They were liberated totally and went to Golok Vrindavan by the mercy of Krishna. Krishna benedicted them for this, and they became Snigdha Kantha and Madhukantha, very sweet poets, like honey and like Madhukantha and Snigdha, very sweet. And they now in the council of Nanda Baba and council of gopis, they used to tell sweet pastimes of all this Krishna, as if the sweet pastimes has occurred 2 days just now. So they are liberated now. How they can be Kuber Putra? No. But when they came, then what became of these pastimes, that who becomes Jamalarjuna? Next. Oh. There are so many souls like that. Krishna make them like that. Or if he likes, for very short time, one moment of that Golok Vrindavan, and here it is 1,000 years. So for one moment they can come, no more. So this Leela, Brahmanda Leela, they will go away. Hare Krishna. So he was praying so many things. Janante eva jananto. Nabe bhaktva muna.
Vaso Vaibhavam Gochara. Oh, anyone can tell that I know the endless glory of Krishna, but they are not true. Even myself, I don't know. And then he again doing pranam, and when he was going, Krishna having a lotus flower in his hand, and he was doing like that, and he was keeping his hands on the head, on the shoulder of his shakha, and neglected Brahma. All the boys were telling, oh, Chauma, Chauma, Chauma. Chauma means four-headed, four-headed. Brahma, to our Guru, but he has done something wrong. He thought that I should stole away the friends of Krishna and cows, and then I will see why it, what he is doing. So another sweet pastime I will see. But if he waited for some more time to see sweet pastimes of Krishna, automatically Krishna would have done. But he thought that I will do it. But Yogamaya of Krishna, oh, he came in his mind, and Yogamaya did everything what or Madhva Maharaj told. All gopis were married to Sakha, that is, Sakha was himself Krishna, and answer he will give that they have. So after that, Krishna and Baldev, one day they were near Mathura border and Vrindavan border. There only Ashok tree, no fruit, no flowers. But they were hungry. Their mother had sent their prasadam to other side where Krishna was to go, but Krishna suddenly came this, and he was very hungry. Then what became? You should tell.
Gyanti Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha.
So, Dhenkasur is donkey. Donkeys are foolish. They are beaten by the hind legs of sea donkeys, and even they fall. In the same way, those who are foolish, they don't serve Krishna. They are like donkeys, bitten by the hind legs of their wives and others. So we should always try to serve Krishna and to serve Gurudev. Otherwise, all we are like donkey and foolish, who will not hear and obey Gurudev and serve Krishna. In this way he was doing so many sweet pastimes. After that, Jamuna's water was mixed with poison. Kali from Ramanakdip has come there because he knew that Garuda cannot go there by the cause of Rishi. So he was taking shelter there, and by his very dangerous
poison, whole water was burning. And any bird going from there, they used to be burned there. Only one tree was there, big Kadamba tree. Because on this tree, Garuda has taken the nectar in a jug there, and some, it may be dropped there, so it was only there. So, one day, the cows and Krishna friends were very thirsty. So, they came, and when they came nearer, oh, they died. Oh, Krishna then thought, I should do something. And that is why he came and telling boy that you should wait here. I'm coming very soon. And then he climbed on the tree and took his pitambar on the waist and jumped. And at that time Kali became very angry and he attacked on Krishna. He folded Krishna and Krishna became lifeless. At that time, from Braja, Nanda Baba, Yashoda and all other Rani. At that time also Baldeva was not there. So he also ran away. And Singh saw that, oh, Mother Yashoda, Nanda Baba, oh, they are going in, enter in that Kali Harada. So he checked them. And after some time, Krishna came out of his coil and came on the head and on his horse began to dance like Shankar and blood coming from there. And then his wives began to pray and thus Krishna told that you should go to Ramda, don't be here. And then he went here. He told that Garuda will make problem for me. Oh, now my, you know, roads, my footprint is there. So he went. After that, Pralamba Surbad, and then Damanav, Krishna took fire and saved the cows and his friends, so many. After that, in Sarat Kaal, autumn season, everywhere water, in Jamuna, in ponds, in sarovars, in Paman Sarovar, in Krishna Kunda, Manas Ganga and Kusum Sarovar, oh, very clear, very clear. And very cool breeze now coming. And Krishna in this way, with Baladev Prabhu and other boys, he went to the forest. Kusumitapana Raj Susmi Pringa Vidikala Ghost Sara Saran Mahidram Madhupata Avagyas Acharyan Ga Sapal Spal Palajas Palas Chukud Vedu. Krishna, in this forest of Vrindavan, everywhere, Peli, Chameri, Jui and Kadamba, flowers were there. Bees were, what? Humming. And cuckoo birds singing, more peacocks dancing everywhere. In this way, Krishna began to go from one forest to another. And all sakhas were praising Krishna, and they all began to play on their flutes, and thus they were entered. And gopis, all the gopis, in their houses, in their sakhi meeting, in groups, and they are hearing as if flute is there. And Krishna, very beautifully there. And then began to sing the glories of those who were there. Varaha Pidam Natuvar Bapu. Now, you should tell can you please, in brief.
Very good.
In this way, gopis are seeing Krishna, his beauty and flow. Even demi goddesses on the aeroplane, they see Krishna and they begin to be senseless in the lap of their husband, even so beautiful Krishna and his sweet voice. Even the cows, when they hear the throat sweetness and very beautiful Krishna, they forget everything. To hear this sweet voice, they make their ears towards that sound, and grass is in the mouth of cows, but they cannot chew or even. And what about their calves? They have milk in their mouth of their mothers, but they cannot swallow or not. So, Purna Pulinda Urgaya Padabjirago Sikum Kamed Daita Stanabanditina Taddasana Smarujitrida Rush Eina Lipsam Shahana Pujavya House Tadal. Oh, this low class of ladies, Pulindi, they are so much fortunate that Krishna, when he meets gopis and the kumkum of breast of gopis comes in the lotus feet of Krishna and Krishna walks over grasses, then that kumkum comes in the grasses and that Pulindi, they took that kumkum and pressed everywhere and in their breast, and thus they give up their tap of Krishna, viraha of Krishna they give up. But who are gopis? They are telling, but from where kumkum came? From there. But they are thinking, we are nothing. Oh, that Pulindi are most fortunate. We cannot meet like gopis, like Pulindis. Oh, they are very fortunate. When we want to meet with Krishna, our husband, possibly they check up. So what can we do? And then gopis, remembering all these things, they always began to sing this song. In this way, this is Venu Geet. Very beautiful chapter in Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, Gopi Geet will come, Brahma Geet will come, and so many things. This time we will describe all these things. Now, Prabhupada, they should play. Go, Premanande!
Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, please prepare for drama. So, tomorrow, as we announced as before, we have requested for initiation. It will take place tomorrow, 9 a.m. So, for male devotees, you have to shave their hairs. For ladies, concession, no need to shave. One more request. The new devotee must be certified by sincere devotee or any old devotee. The next one, who will take initiation, only they will go. Because all will go is too much crowd. Today someone devotee went for darshan, the community person they began to disturb. So I'm requesting only who will take initiation, they will go, not to go big crowd over there. And Sunday will be fire sacrifice, added by combined effort of Sripad Tirtha Maharaj, Damodara Maharaj and Jivapriya Brahmachari will take place here, not over there. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, we need some rooms on the right side of Mumbai, right side. So the ladies, please move, we will have the drama on that side. And I have two announcements. One is, by the time we prepare the drama, we will have a song by Krishna Vallabhadasi, and here is a festival by
Krishna.